Well, All For You is why Nico Kleinans comes in, and he gives great advice, gives us interesting perspectives. So please stick around for more.
Breakfast can only taste this good when you have it with friends. Breakfast with friends.
We're live from our studios in Musenberg and live on our Facebook page. And a very good morning and happy new year, Nico.
Thank you. Same to you and also to the listeners.
So one of the things that we constantly watch and talk about from time to time is the petrol price in our beautiful country. And it's a hot topic because the petrol price isn't just that based on what does it cost us to make the petrol, but there are taxes and there's the road accident fund and there's this and there's that and the next thing. Speak to us about the petrol price and what it means for our economy.
Okay. The petrol price does have a major effect on the particular South African economy. It has a major impact on your budget. It has a major impact on my budget. It affects the price of milk, the price of bread, the price of groceries. If it goes up, it affects every single person in South Africa. And what has been happening, people have been doing comparisons. And a post appeared recently which looked at the petrol price between 2010 and 2019. And it looked at what the international price was over that period of time and what the local price was. Now, in December 2010, the international price of fuel was $90.40 American cents per barrel.
Mm-hmm.
9 years later, the international price is $69.26.
That's a huge drop.
It's a drop of nearly 22% over a period of 9 years. But if you look at the South African price over the exact same, instead of our price dropping by 22%, our price doubles. So that's the effect that it has on South Africa. International price goes down 22%. The local price doubles. And the question then is, why does the local price double when everywhere else in the world, the price drops over that period of time? And there are two reasons for that. The one is the method that is used to calculate the local price of fuel. It's a formula. It's not based on reality. It hasn't changed. The formula was set up during the apartheid years when the oil companies needed to be protected. So they're making billions of rand, and that price has never, ever been adapted. And the problem with a country is that when there's a lot of money involved, the special interest groups prevent changes that are going to make them poorer, even although it'll make South Africa wealthier. So it's the way that the price is calculated that is the problem. The second issue is the taxes. In that period of time, the 9 years, taxes went up on fuel by 132%. So that is a massive amount of money that we are now paying to the fiscus. And you need to look at government as if it's a household. It's got income, and that income is from taxes and from loans. And part of its expenditure is to pay the interest on the loans and then also to spend the money that it needs. And in our case, a substantial portion of that money goes to corruption because people just simply steal and there's no comeback. You don't go to jail, so you keep stealing. Now, the problem that we face is that we've reached the limit of the kind of taxes that we can afford in this country. And the government's reached the limit on where it can find more money. Now, today, the Treasury and the Minister of Finance are sitting down, as they've been doing this whole year and will for the next month. And they've got to say, how do we get more money out of South Africans to pay for the increased expenses? And so I'm predicting again, and it's a dead certainty, that the price of fuel is going to go up again. Mm. There's going to be further tax increases. And you're right, they take some of our money to go to the road accident fund. Some of it goes into the general fuel levy. Then we've got carbon taxes and we've got excise taxes. And of course, we pay VAT as well. Mm-hmm. So all of that goes up. So it's not as if we are suddenly going to find a drop in the taxes in the next year or two or three. It's going to continue going up. It's going to continue, therefore, affecting our particular pockets. And what I really wish South Africans would recognize is that when elections come round, that is our time to put in our protest vote. If we don't do that, it's going to be the same, the same, and the same. So, yes, we are paying way too much for fuel. There are ways of cutting down. Now, just to give you an idea, I am a e-bucks person.
Mm.
So every liter of fuel I get a refund of 8 rand per liter.
I saw that at the petrol station just down the road from me.
Which means there is space to get the price down.
Yeah.
I enjoy getting my 8 rand, but I know that there are people who get, I mean, I looked at the Pick and Pay equivalent where it's a 1 cent per liter discount.
Pathetic.
On. Yeah. So there is space in the way the price is calculated to reduce. There isn't the political will to do something about it, and we need to be making more noise before politicians listen. They only listen when there are 100,000 people going out on the road.
Mm.
Then they start listening.
Yeah.
So, yes, we're paying too much for fuel. We're enriching people. It's not as if we have to pay those prices. But we kind of got to get ourselves organized if we don't want to see further increases in a couple of weeks' time.
Carbon tax is one of the things you mentioned. Who gets that carbon tax money? Is it our government
to,
or does it?
It goes to the state. And the whole idea of doing that is to try and clean up our air.
Okay.
But that's a hypocritical approach
mm.
because the biggest polluter is Eskom.
Exactly.
And they don't even want to pay the carbon tax.
Oh, wow.
So yeah. they pollute. If you're really worrying about pollution, which is what carbon tax is supposed to be doing, then let's look at Eskom.
Exactly.
Because they are producing a multiple of what the rest of us do together.
Exactly.
So I don't believe this pollution story. That's not the goal of carbon tax.
Mm.
It's simply to make more money out of us, I'm afraid.
It's basically making another reason why we can put the petrol price up.
It does affect us. Yeah. Yes, it affects us because yeah. it even affects the price of that new car that you're going to buy.
Mm.
There's a carbon tax element there.
And every time you buy new tires, there's also around that the rubber tax or whatever they call it.
So all of that is supposed to clean up the air, but then the main polluter is allowed to get away with it.
Crazy stuff. All right, so there you heard it, ladies and gentlemen. Please, let's seriously think about this thing and understand that we need to let our voice be heard when it comes to the ballot box, and we need to start thinking about these things.
Sure.
Nico, thank you very much.
Waking up has never felt this good.
I love the music.
Best music.
Breakfast with Friends on CCFM 107.5.